I became aware of this some months ago, in fact, well before any election, and I agreed to meet with the advocacy group in Letterkenny, and I met them a number of times afterwards. I communicated with Minister Anne Rabbitt, who is the Minister with Responsibility, and found her very responsive, and she did say that the funding would be approved, but of course she had to gain approval from the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform. Coming up towards the election, I met with the group again in Letterkenny, and I called the Minister, put her on speaker during the meeting, and she assured me, she assured us, that she had now earmarked 500,000 for the HSE to ensure that the users would not have to pay €4 daily from their only income, and that was their disability allowance. So it's now, I have a letter, it's very clear in that letter that the Minister was just waiting on approval from public expenditure, that the money was ring-fenced, and I will be pursuing this now with the incoming Minister, whom I'm not sure if she has delegated authority yet to any particular Minister of State, but the senior minister is Minister Norma Foley, and the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Jack Chambers. So I'll be in touch with both of them this week in order to ensure that this is fast-tracked. I have no doubt in my mind but that the money is available, and the letter is very clear. And even though Anne Rabbitt is no longer minister, she's back in the Shannon again, and if I need her support, then I have no doubt that I'll get that support. But the bottom line is that the users in the CHO one area should not be discriminated against, and I think it's very wrong that they should have to pay €20 per week towards transport.